It's been a relatively mild start to the week, though this is somewhat impressive considering the fact that this means U.S. equities are still holding up just off their latest run to fresh record highs. We've clearly seen the result of another wave of coordinated central bank proponomics after a slew of central bank meetings highlighted by the Fed decision, in which all of the major central banks ignored any signs pointing towards tighter policy, instead once again erring on the side of accommodation. In other news, President Biden celebrated the House passage of a $550 billion bipartisan infrastructure bill and said he'll soon sign it. Dems, though, still face internal divisions over the bigger $1.75 trillion spending package, though President Biden is confident he'll be able to keep the moderates in line to pass the bill. COVID-wise, The Guardian reports Britain hasn't ruled out further lockdowns. China said stringent curbs will remain. Japan reported no related deaths for the first time in 15 months. And in the U.S., L.A. County is set to impose one of the strictest vaccine mandates in the United States. That's all for now.